What, in addition to the right equipment, does it take for the job of film editing?
Welcome to The Cutting Room, the official podcast of AOTG.com. I'm your host, Gordon Burkell, and this week we have one of the products that wasn't at NAB. So, if you haven't heard of it yet, it's Relink Retooled, and it's part of Retooled.net. I sat down with Josh Weiss. We talked about his standalone software, Relink Retooled, as well as how it affects you in post. So it's something you want to hear because this wasn't at NAB. If you went to NAB, this didn't have a booth, they weren't there, it just came out, and they're just testing the waters with it, so you'll want to check it out. So before we get into that interview, remember to go to iTunes and rate us, give us a review, and also check out our friends at That Post Show and give them a rating, because they worked pretty hard at NAB and they need some support too. So, enjoy the interview. Afterwards, I'll give you Relinked Retool's website, their Twitter, their Facebook, everything for you. But in the meantime, enjoy my interview with Josh Weiss. First thing is, can you tell me what you do in the film industry and what you're working on currently?
Yeah, sure. I'm the senior online editor and compositor for a company called Crew Cuts. Crew Cuts is basically a TV commercial post-production house. So we do everything from editorial to finishing to mix to motion graphics and design. So we basically handle sort of the whole gamut of the whole post industry, and it's mainly 30 and 60 second TV spots. But of course, there's some longer form stuff as well. But basically my position there is the online editor, which basically means I'm doing the conforms. So I guess for anyone who doesn't know, the way it works is the offline editor will actually cut the spot, go through all the dailies and things like that. And then when the cut is locked, or in theory locked or almost locked, basically they'll transfer it. So they'll do the color correct and bring it back to us, and we'll relink everything and just kind of do the final versioning and all the compositing. So things like screen comps, you know, putting screens into phones or computer screens, removing logos from the background, adding logos of the company that need to be in there, titles, legals, all those kind of finishing touches.
Can you tell me then how Retooled.net got involved, or how that came about, I guess?
Yeah, so Retooled.net, basically, it sort of started with my work at Crew Cuts. So we had been doing our workflow based on sort of an EDL D5 tape workflow. So what I mean is they would have the commercial transferred, and they would get it output to a D5. The offline editor would give us an EDL, and then we would just tell it to batch capture from the tape. And that was working out fine. So we sort of have a unique workflow, which basically involved Final Cut and After Effects. So a lot of places will use, you know, programs like Smoke or Flame or Pablo for their conform. But we chose this kind of Final Cut After Effects workflow because it gave us one major advantage, and that was the ability to be able to pass the edit back and forth between online and offline. So as you probably know, the edit is really never locked anymore. So when, you know, we started the finishing process and then cut changes came in, we could just media manage our project and it was still in Final Cut and we could pass it back. Or, you know, if there's a cut down from a 60 to a 30 or anything like that. So the EDL D5 workflow was working really well for us, until one project when basically we had a 35 spot versioning package, and we realized, and it wasn't just 35 versions where it was the same phone number or different phone numbers on 35, you know, of the same edits, but it was actually 35 slightly different edits. A few of the shots were different. So we basically had two ways to handle this. One, which was to bring in 35 EDLs and capture from a tape 35 times. And the way that kind of works in Final Cut, because it's QuickTime based, you had to basically, even if you had 90% of the same footage in your edits, you'd have to just recapture them 35 times. Either that, or the second option was to just manually go ahead and capture one EDL, then manually realign all of the different cuts, and then figure out all the missing shots, which is obviously really manual, and it just kind of takes forever. So we didn't want to go that route either. So we started looking at, you know, if there was a better way to go about this. We even looked at some of the more expensive conform tools to see if they fit our workflow. And, you know, after looking at them for a while, there were a few things that didn't work for us. But really, we wanted to keep this back and forth workflow we had with offline. So where Retooled came in was I was looking for a way to be able to do a file-based conform. So instead of getting this D5 back, we could just get a QuickTime with, you know, 5 seconds head and tail, something like that. And then we could just relink. Now, if you're doing relinking in a program like Final Cut or Premiere, there's no metadata-based relinking. So it's basically basing it on file name, and, you know, it doesn't want clips of different durations, which obviously when you're going from offline to online is going to have different durations. So I wanted a tool that could give you a way to link via time code, partial file names, tape names, things like that, where you could customize how you wanted to do the relink, sort of like the relinking tools in some of the more high-end conform packages. But, you know, we didn't need everything else. We just wanted this relinking aspect. So I started the site with a partner who's actually a programmer. I'm just, you know, someone in the post industry. I'm not a programmer.
You're just the pretty face?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about that, actually. So I reached out to a friend of mine who's a programmer, and I said, you know, here's the idea. Do you want to kind of help me bring it to reality? So that's how the site came to be. We wanted a way to sort of market this tool and get it out to the public. But two, I just wanted a way to also share some knowledge that I had gained over the years. You know, a lot of people are looking at what to switch from Final Cut 7. So in my searches, I started looking at Premiere, and I just, you know, some of the things that really tripped me up, I wanted to help other people out with the things I had figured out. So Premiere tutorials, After Effects tutorials, Final Cut tutorials, even some Cinema 4D, Mocha, Photoshop, things like that. So, you know, on one level, it's marketing these tools. On another level, it's just kind of sharing knowledge that's free and anyone can check it out and learn about new features and new tools and different ways to work that could hopefully save them a lot of time.
So the technology, does it rely on EDL or XML or what? Where's
yeah,
it?
So, yeah, basically, you know, we could have done it either way. So the way I looked at it was XML was certainly more full-featured than EDL. And if you're working in Final Cut or Premiere, you could always take in an EDL and then kick out an XML of that. So we chose XML because it would support effects and speed changes, position, scale data, things like that. Now, obviously, in Final Cut, it handles more than it does in Premiere. But even in Premiere, you still get your motion and your scale, things like that. So we chose XML, and we also chose QuickTime as the sort of type of media that the final file has to be. Now, that is something we could certainly expand, and we've had some requests for things like DPX, but we chose QuickTime as our starting point because, you know, QuickTime shared the same header information, and it, you know, it was just a place to start, and it was what we were using. So that's kind of, I figured a lot of people would be using ProRes and Final Cut, but of course, you could use other varieties of QuickTimes as well.
How does this differ from simply just bringing in the XML or something like that?
Basically, the way an XML works, if it's coming from an offline edit, the offline editor would be cutting with clips. And basically, those clips might be 10 minutes, they might be 20 minutes. But basically, if you're cutting a 30 or 60 second spot, you're going to be using just very small chunks of that. So when you go out to a color correct and you get the clip you're using in the edit with a few seconds of handles, the clip duration is going to be totally different. And also in the case of, let's say you have one master clip and you use it 3 or 4 times in your edit, if they are to give you files of the color correct, the final file name is obviously going to have to be different because you can't have 4 clips called clip A because they'll all be called clip A. So you might have to have clip A underscore time code or clip A underscore 1 underscore 2 underscore 3. You get the point. So basically, if you were to just import an XML into Final Cut and try to relink it to these new shorter clips, both Premiere and Final Cut don't do well in this scenario. So they want to relink based on file name. So if the file name doesn't match, it doesn't have a lot to go on. So what this program does is you can load your source XML of your offline edit, and then you just point it to your final media directory. And the way Relink Retooled works is it only cares about what was in your edit. So if you have a 20-minute source clip, it really doesn't care. It cares about the 5 seconds in your edit. So it'll look to see if your media in your final media directory has that sort of 5-second chunk that you need, and that's all it cares about. And then you can choose things like time code, resolution, frame rate, file name, which isn't just limited to file name, but you could also say that it contains the original. So in the case of clip A as the source code, as the source clip name, you can say it contains the original, meaning your new clip is called clip A underscore time code, meaning clip A is contained in that new name. Or you could even do things like, you know, it contains the last 5 characters or the first 5 characters, and the same sort of partial file name things apply with tape name as well. So, you know, you might have the tape name truncated. If you used EDLs, EDLs typically truncate the tape name at 8 characters. So if you had a really long tape name, you can say relink based on the first 8 characters, things like that.
So now you said it was for Final Cut Pro and Premiere right now. What are the plans for future updates?
We picked Final Cut and Premiere because both support XML and both also support QuickTimes. Now, people have asked if there's any Avid support, and the reason we didn't go with Avid support, one, I'm not as familiar with Avid myself, and helping develop this tool, I wasn't as familiar with it. I do know Avid, I believe it was Media Composer 6.5, added a lot of metadata-based relinking built into the program. So I don't even know if a tool like this is really necessary for Avid. The other thing is I've heard that the AAF format is a little bit more closed than the XML format is. So we wanted to start somewhere. If you were wanting to use it with Avid, though, you could always basically use Premiere as a go-between, because Premiere does support both AAF and XML. So that was kind of our workaround in the short term.
You got to tell me, because I'm sure you've had terrible nightmares of relinking. So what was the most frustrating issue that you've had or experience you've had with relinking that sort of started guiding you towards this project?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as I said, there was this, the impetus for it was this 35 spot relinking thing. And it wasn't quite as simple as capture once and copy and paste in it 35 times, because all the edits were different. So in that case, when we were still on that sort of D5 EDL workflow, it was capturing, we actually wound up capturing 35 times. So there were some clips that we had, you know, let's say it was called clip A, we had clip A underscore one, underscore two, underscore, and they were all the same thing. But, you know, that's how Final Cut thinks. It wants a quick time that's the exact right duration. So if it's not, it's not going to relink well. So in those days, there were plenty of issues. You know, if you have a D5, you get things like broken time code because, you know, it's not continuous time code on the tape. So the tapes will search back and forth and back and forth. You'll have to manually find clips. But in terms of the file-based workflow, we've had a lot of issues. I mean, even this program, it's not going to help you through certain scenarios. So let's say you cut with, you know, a YouTube source, and then you finally get the high-res source from your client, and they have different file names and they have different time codes. So, of course, there are going to be tons of nightmares where if you don't maintain the metadata throughout the edit, it's not going to work even with this app, because that information is vital. So, yeah, I've had tons of relinking nightmares. But I can say that in terms of sort of your basic edits and even pretty complicated ones, where in terms of the basic ones where, let's say, you shot everything on an Alexa or a Red and everything has nice, perfect file names and time code, it's basically taken our workflow at Crew Cuts from something that's maybe 45 minutes to conform a 30 to maybe a minute and a half to conform a 30. Now, that's not to say we don't have to then go ahead and start compositing and doing all that finishing work, but the actual just assembly of clips in order, getting the time code lined up, has been majorly reduced. But yeah, we've seen nightmares. Obviously, you know, if people are shooting on SLRs and they have duplicate file names and duplicate time code, you know, the Relink Retooled would give you the great option, which is to use tape names as well. So if you're smart enough to say camera A is your tape name for that one SLR and camera B for the other one, then you'll be saved. But if none of them have tape names and they all have the same file names and time code, you know, nothing's going to save you then other than some manual relinking.
What's next for Retooled? Because on your site, you said this is sort of just the beginning for your for tools.
Yeah, we've definitely had some other ideas. Some of them tie into this. I actually had someone else reach out to us who saw one of our sort of After Effects render and replace tutorials, where you could basically render your clip out of After Effects and use Relink Retooled to sort of just replace it and automatically relink your whole edit, who actually had created a script that will automatically pre-comp all your shots in After Effects, leaving the attributes. So you have the original file name intact, and you also have the time code intact, and it'll set sort of the right work area for the duration you want. So that's something we might be working on with him at launching through the site. But we also have some other ideas that I'm not quite ready to share yet, but just certain sort of workflow improvement tools and the same kind of thing that I would want and have wanted. Obviously, you play some of it by ear because you don't know what the big software companies are going to release. You know, a lot of people have been asking if Relink Retooled could be used as a sort of consolidate and transcode tool for Premiere, because Premiere is great in that it works with almost every type of media. The problem is when you want to go out to another software package, like, say, Resolve, that may not support all those different types of media, you want to transcode your whole timeline to one format. So Premiere doesn't currently do that. People have asked, because we're reading all the source information, if we could maybe figure out a way to do that. But, you know, I'm hesitant to do it because I feel like it's got to be on Adobe's radar. I have no knowledge of that, of course, but I got to think that it would be. So I don't know. So there are tools like that we consider, but, you know, don't necessarily go ahead and go for. And obviously, we want to see how this tool does as well, because I've been working on using Relink Retooled at Crew Cuts for a good 6 months now, but we didn't want to launch it to the public till kind of all the little last bugs were out of it. So we just finally got it out around NAB, actually.
So how can people get this?
So they could just go to the website, which is retooled.net, RETOOLED.net. And there's a link on the main site, which you can see on most of the sites, and it just says new tool, Relink Retooled, the relinking tool you've been waiting for. So you can just click on that link and you'll just see a purchase link right there. So we do have a Mac version that's already out. We'll be launching a Windows version in the next few weeks. In terms of how to use it, as I said earlier, it just basically relies on XML and QuickTime Media. So it's a standalone program. You don't have to launch it from within any app. It will work with Premiere Pro, Final Cut 7, and we do have some information in the help files about using it with Final Cut X, but you do need Final Cut 7 as sort of a go-between tool because of the different format of XML. So you'll need Final Cut 7 and then 7 to X and X to 7, which are not our tools, but they are for sale in the App Store.
Okay, my last question, I ask this of all the editors I interview and what have you, it's what's your favorite guilty pleasure film to watch?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd have to say a few months ago, I watched it with my wife and I hadn't seen it in years, but it's sort of a nostalgic childhood thing. We watched Home Alone, the original one. And I have to say, it's still entertaining all these years later.
Well, thanks for letting me interview.
Of course. Yeah, my pleasure.
So that was my interview with Josh. So if you want to get in touch with Josh or you want to learn more about their product, you can go to facebook.com/retool.net. That's RETOOLED.net. You can go to their Twitter account, at RetooledNet. That's at RETOOLEDNET. Or you can go to their website, retooled.net. So, some news. If you're in New York, we're coming to New York in June, and we're going to be hosting a panel with Be Real, At Radical, a bunch of great transmedia project developers. And we're going to be talking about the workflow for that type of project. So you might want to check that out if you go to the Manhattan Edit Workshop, so mewshop.com. Then you'll be able to buy your ticket, sign up, come to the event, hang out, get to see the panel, get to talk to us afterwards. It'll be great. In the meantime, I'd like to thank Josh. I'd like to thank his company, Retooled. I'm Gordon Burkell. Thanks for listening.